Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Trifles Podcast. Man, that's right.
The safest form of entertainment you could be listening to right now, if that's your thing, if you like that sort of thing.
This is safe. As safe as it gets.
You don't have to be around anyone to listen to this garbage. You just be by yourself.
You could be in your underground bunker. As I understand, the super rich are currently jetting off to their underground bunkers with private doctors and nurses in tow.
Tom Hanks is too late. He's got it. Him and his wife have got it. They're stuck in Australia, of all places.
It's exciting. I mean, who next? Okay, what, currently.
Exciting? Oh, you're insane.
That's not exciting.
You're a sociopathic.
It is actually insane.
Insane person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't this exciting?
Okay. Of time of recording, coronavirus. Donald Trump just stopped flights from Europe to America, which is quite a big event.
Not from the UK though. Still,
not from the UK.
UK, so we're still allowed to go. I think Ireland and is it Romania?
Right, but
I think?
Does that mean if I fly from Italy to London and then get on a connecting flight, are they going to stop me?
God knows. I mean, the thing is, like, it seems all very.
I wouldn't be on a flight to Italy. Why would you go there?
It's all these. You have to react quickly, and I don't think people are very good with knowing what to do. I think people are relying a lot on people's own like, oh, if you're feeling sick, make sure you don't go out. You know, people are relying too much on that. People are saying, you know what we should do? Try not to spread it, guys. Come on. That doesn't work, does it?
It doesn't, because your average person believes that this will never affect them. So, you know, they'll go out with their chest puffed out and be like, the fucking coronavirus is going to affect me. And they probably have it at the time. And they're going around and just like licking, you know, stair banisters, and they're, you know, licking fucking.
They're trying
babies
to get it. They're like, there's people who are trying to get AIDS out there. I'm sure there's plenty of people who are trying to get fucking coronavirus.
Yeah, well, wasn't that NBA guy did that, didn't he? Didn't he say he was like, I'm never going to get this, and he went around and like licked a bunch of microphones and stuff, and then
the Iranian health minister, the guy in charge of stopping corona, where they now have quite a serious outbreak, went around saying, look. Only God can control this sort of stuff. It's silly to think that any measures we bring in would do anything. This is ridiculous. It's all in the hands of God. And trust me, he loves us, so it's going to be fine. And then subsequently gives the speech while sweating heavily under the effects of coronavirus.
Oh, no.
It ends up in hospital and says, I've changed my mind. I think we should do something.
God has forsaken us, yeah.
I think he should take that as a sign from God, that God actually thinks
God
he's
actually
a dick.
Thinks,
yeah.
Know.
God's like, you're a fucking idiot, mate.
Yeah, mate.
So this is a podcast with PFLAX, so PFLAX is waiting currently for
the
his
corona
dog
denier PFLAX
to come. No, he's not a corona denier.
He said I was a God denier.
He's a corona fearer. Yeah.
I am not a God denier. I want to get that out there.
He's a corona prepper. He's got all of the toilet paper in his local area. So you've run out. You're in Twickenham and you've run
and
out.
Day. I actually get this right. When Brexit was going to go through, and there was like, you know, what is it going to happen? Mrs. F said, let's go to Costco and buy some backup supplies just in case. And one of the things she wanted to buy was toilet paper.
Wow,
so I have a Brexit proof pile of toilet paper. And it just happens to come in handy, I suppose, for the corona stockpiling. I don't know. She said to me, why did I think toilet paper was going to be a thing after Brexit? I said, I don't know, love. I have no idea. I just said, okay.
The BBC went and toured the toilet paper factory. They have like 85 million packets of of Lura ready to go.
Yeah.
It's like there's no shortage of Lura.
No, there is no shortage. There never was.
No, but I
think it's one
I...
of those things we were talking about, like, if it, you know, a panic causes panic causes panic. And if you hear that there's a shortage, there is a shortage. What's the next shortage? It is not our job. It is not our job to put the seed in someone's mind. Like, if we mentioned a product... Like, think of the stupidest, I mean, I know what Sips is going to say. He'd normally say dildos, right? So let's say there's a massive dildo shortage coming.
Dildos.
I'm obsessed with dildos.
I
just think it's so funny that it's just this rubber schlong that people put into their bodies.
No, like, but it makes sense. You don't want to go out kissing people and sleeping with prostitutes and all that normal stuff, what normal people do. You want to stay at home and you want to entertain yourself. Fleshlights are going
to
be in demand.
Dildo yourself to death.
Your vision of
people are
going to
be getting horny. Pornhub, I bet you, has had like a massive uptick. Buy Pornhub.
I don't
shares.
Know. I think when there's a sickness going around, it's like, I think it works the opposite.
It's like a boner killer.
It is. It's like a passion killer, right? Everybody's like, fucking death and decay everywhere. I can't get off to this. So like, they're probably noticing.
I feel the opposite. Don't you? When I'm really hungover or when I'm not feeling very well, I get really horny. I think it's because my body is saying, this might be the end of us. We might be about to die. You better procreate fast,
like,
buddy.
It's like, is it that question? It's if you, what would you do if you had 10 minutes to live? P-Flex would be like, I'd wank off twice.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that one. Like, if the plane's crashing, I'm just going to have sex with the person I'm sitting next to on the plane. Sure. Yeah. I'd love to see that one. Yeah. While you're dying of like ultra G-force and blacking out and screaming like you've never screamed before because death is imminent and stuff. Yeah.
But people's vision of what it would be like to be in a plane crash is always that the pilot calmly comes on and says, the plane's going down. We've got like 15 minutes until we smash into the earth somehow. So everybody start fucking, you know, yeah. Smoke if you got them. That's pretty much.
We're going to dim the cabin lights and put on some appropriate music for you guys to just get it on for 15 minutes. It was nice knowing you. Thanks very much for flying on British Airways, and hope you have a happy afterlife.
Yeah. Everyone in business class gets a free blowjob from the stewardess.
Fuck me, man. I'm like, oh God, I think that's one of the worst ways to go, right, in a plane crash. That has to be just so utterly fucking terrifying. Like, you know, like even in bad turbulence, you're like, oh fuck, like, you know, you get that, like, you almost shit your pants sort of thing.
Oh, I
see.
So
you
it.
Imagine, like, the pilot coming on and saying that they're about to do, like, an unscheduled landing or something. You must just think, fuck.
Into a mountain.
Get me out of this.
Like, I feel like that kind of stuff, like, most of the plane crashes happen very quick and no one realizes.
I think most people just black out almost instantly, right?
I think, like, if the pilot realizes they fucked it, they're not going to tell everyone. Oh
guys, by the way, you guys have got 5 minutes to prepare for imminent
death. We've just started a slow, maddening descent into inevitable death. It's going to take about half an hour for this to be over, so...
Just thought we'd let you know. The descent is pretty good at our location. Of course, we're not going to be getting there.
If you look out the window, the last thing you'll see before you die is just a vast ocean, if you're interested in, you know, having some memories to take with you.
And if you do survive the crash somehow, apologies, this is shark-infested waters.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck me, man. That's grim. Can we talk about something not so grim? Like, there's a virus going around that's affecting everybody. You know what's crazy? I was reading about Italy's got a really good healthcare system. It's like rated second in the whole world. I think France is number one. So Italy, with the second best healthcare system in the entire world, their healthcare system now is crumbling because of the amount of cases that they have of this this virus. And the big problem they have is that they don't have enough ventilators, because when it develops into its full respiratory illness, apparently people need to be put on ventilators, and they just don't have enough in the country to support the amount of people that need them. So they're basically saying now that they're prioritizing helping younger people that have it. So like, if you're in your 30s or whatever and you have it and you need a ventilator, you'll get one. If you're over 60 and you need a ventilator, you just won't get one. And that's why a lot of people are dying.
They're just sort of saying that
older people are not going to be prioritized, which is,
you know how they talk with their hands and they like, they kiss and they go, mwah, mamma mia. And they gesture with their hands all the time.
Constantly.
Are they like spraying the virus everywhere? Is that why it's spreading? Because of their culture.
Apparently babies aren't as affected by it, and children as
well. Yeah, Italian babies don't do all the hand gestures.
No, no, but I think children and babies are sort of like helping to spread this because they themselves are not affected. They don't show many symptoms of having it, but they might have it. And then, so you might take your baby to like visit their grandparents
so we should
and then
all the
kill
babies,
them
is what
because
you're saying.
The babies like pass it on to, you know, your grandparents.
You know,
or whatever.
Do you guys remember this is grim, right? But do you remember have you heard this story that for a while in sort of the some parts of sub-Saharan Africa, they believed some of the sort of, I don't know what you call them, shaman or the kind of local medicine kind of guy, not a doctor.
Yeah.
Just a medicine man. I don't know about witch.
Like doctor, witch doctor from Dota.
Right. That they said that sure. The cure for AIDS was you had to fuck a baby. Did you?
No. God. It was fuck a virgin. But
right.
They were running out of virgins.
The only go-to guaranteed virgin was a baby. So a lot
that
of babies
baby.
Are getting
it's
raped.
In the Book of Mormon.
Right. So yeah. here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Well, not
right?
The actual Book of Mormon.
I think the only way that this story came up is someone walked in on this witch doctor fucking a baby, and he was like, what are you doing? You're fucking a baby. Because no, this?
It's no. Okay, I have AIDS.
This is... Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Fucking God!
Oh, that's this week's podcast.
Fuck's sake.
Oh my God.
Oh, I needed that. Oh, fuck, I haven't laughed like that in like a week, I don't think.
Oh man.
Anyway, carry on.
Oh, no, I can't. I mean, I'm, you know.
So P-Flex has got his new dog, right? And he's waiting now for the dog walker to turn up because he can't even be asked to walk his fucking the new dog himself.
No, she takes her. No. She takes her for like 2.5
no.
hours.
No,
she takes her for a 2.5 hour walk.
2.5 hours.
Yeah,
that's a long walk.
Jesus.
Yeah,
Christ.
She gets in
I
her
wouldn't
van.
Survive that. I don't.
She
think.
Goes off with a bunch of other dogs. They go to like different parks all around Southwest London and slightly further out. She drives them there. They all walk. She sends me videos.
She's got a backpack full of water and supplies and stuff. That's
yeah,
crazy.
She's
that's
got
a fucking
loads of
whole
stuff.
Day out, pretty much. Jeez.
Yeah. So and she does that. You know, she goes every day. She socializes with the other dogs. So she's getting because I mean, you know, I don't have any friends in the area that have dogs. Like I know other people in the area that have dogs, but not like friends that I'd meet up with often. They're people I might see. I can take it to the park and stuff like that. But then. You know, I don't want to go too far away from home because I might get a call from school. And also, I want to be able to stream and do the podcast and everything. So I'm like,
yeah.
You know, I'll get a dog walker. So the dog gets a ton of exercise and socializes with other dogs, which is really important. So, I thought it was good. Go ahead and criticize.
And I'm not, I have no judgments. You do you.
Thank you. I was
you're
talking to the
man,
other member of this podcast.
You're a grown man who knows how he has to live. You do you.
I thought you just walked him really to like tire him out a bit, get that energy out of him, keep him healthy, and also
I
give yourself
just to prevent
a little
them from
bit of
in your house,
a little bit
mostly.
Of brain time, a little bit of healthy
no,
brain
so,
time. Which
I mean,
thought,
dogs are, you know, by their nature, they're active creatures. They're not like cats. They do sleep a lot, but they also need to be stimulated. And it's just, it's good for them to socialize with other animals. It's good for them to socialize with other people. And Agnes is an absolute sweetheart. She is such a nice dog. And everybody that she meets, she's like, you're great. You know what I mean? She wants to be nice to them and pet them and sort of hang around with them and lick them and stuff. She's very, very friendly. And she's the same with other dogs because she's always been socialized with other dogs and she's used to other dogs. And it's just very good. And I mean, you know, she's got a tiny little life to lead and a little brain and everything. I want to make sure she's happy. And she seems very contented. I think going on these walks is really good for her, and it makes me happy that, you know, I'm not going to take her for a 2.5 hour walk every day, but the dog walker does. And it's working out great, and the dog walker's fantastic, and Aggie loves her.
Nice.
It's like you're talking about your toddler or something, and you're like, you know, well, she's going to go and play with her friends, and she's going to go and draw me a little picture. She's drawing me a little picture. I put it on the fridge. You know, it's like, it's so adorable, but Also, I feel like she's getting more love and attention than any of the other members of your family.
No, bear in mind that...
She sounds like she's going for like a spa pamper day, like every fucking day.
You're the one saying it's like a spa. It's just a walk, but it's a nice walk. It's good for her.
Yeah, and I mean, dogs do need to be walked every day.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
And they need
times.
A decent walk, not just round the fucking block. You know, you got to take them for... When they're older, yeah. It's different. But yeah, she's still a puppy. She's only like 6-7 months old or something, so she's still a puppy. We found that here's a tip, dog owners. Here's a tip for you that was given to Mrs. F by a friend. This is the best cheap dog toy that you can get for a puppy, right? Here's what you do. You get like a little tiny Tupperware container with a screw-on lid that goes on very tight. You put some dried lentils in there. You seal it up. And it literally, I've never seen her so happy. We actually had to take it away from her because she was going so nuts. She's chasing it around. It's rattling. She loved it. She was so happy. Oh, so if you ever want to entertain your dog, there you go. Cheap and cheerful stay-at-home treat for the dog.
Lentils in a box.
Yeah, lentils in a box. Never seen her so happy.
Wow.
Who knew?
It's like old wives thing passed down.
It is.
Oh, do you know what you need to entertain a dog?
I think it's hard to judge.
Just dried lentils.
I think it's hard
box.
To judge with dogs because they just eat anything, you know? Like, you could just, like, wring your sock sweat into, like, a bowl and they, you know, it has some taste to it, so they'll drink. Like, they eat their own shit and everything. So, like, you know what I mean? I don't think they're very fussy, which is probably a good thing, you know, because lentils are like pretty cheap. It's like, that's what students eat, you know. Like
I love lentils. Shout out to lentils. Yeah. I know you hate shout outs, but I'm giving one. Lentils.
I think shouting out lentils is fine, though. I mean, I don't have any problems with that.
So one of the things that's happened. So Doug has got a dog. He was walking. He walks his dog all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And he's obviously had his new puppy for about a year now. And I was speaking to him yesterday and he was saying, man, like, I'm glad the weather started to get a bit better because, you know, 6 months of walking my dog in this horrible weather has been, like, really grinding me down.
Yes.
Right. Is he all weather-beaten? He's got, like,
it's not been, like...
Fisherman's face?
That cold. It's not snowed or anything. It's not been, like, too icy
not
and
down
slick
here, but
this year. But it has been just shit. Like, just dank and dark and miserable and
it's
wet.
It's like that every year, though. It's not, we don't live in California.
No, it's been
for
really
Christ
wet
sake.
This year.
Jeez.
It's been really wet.
And this morning while I was walking in, I fucking stepped on a loose cobble and it sprayed like brown sort of puddle water all in my shoe.
I bet I know where that was. I bet it was while you were walking past the McCure Hotel because there's one there. And I've trodden on that before when I've come down to Bristol. And
I know to avoid certain loose cobbles and I jump around them. And then I hit another one and I was like, fuck. Anyway, I've got to take my shoe off and I'm hang my sock on the radiator to dry off. And then fucking stood here like a pleb. And then the other thing that happened was I was fucking walking around the corner and like, you know, sometimes on the roofs, like the gutter will just spray like a big jet of water out. It just sort of went right down my neck. And I just thought, fuck, why do we put up with this shit? Do you know what I mean? Like, I could be anywhere else right now. Like Ben's parents go like emigrate to South Africa during the winter because they have a family there. And so off they go and loads of people do it. Like old people always go to the south of Spain. Do you know what I mean? Like, do they know something we don't? All the retirees go to Florida and America where it's hot.
Yeah.
Have they finally been like, I've had 50 years of this grinding me down. I can retire. I'm just going to fucking go somewhere hot. Like, at what point do
it's
they?
It's better
do they
for you health wise as well to be in a hot climate, warmer climate. Like they think that once summer hits, a lot of these like cases of coronavirus are going to be lessened as well.
I think I do more exercise when it's nice weather. I think I'm just like I'm just outside more. I don't know. I eat better. I'm just I don't know. Like it feels like just. Why do we put up with this? And how is it people like up in Canada or even higher north, like the fucking Norway and stuff? How do they put up with it? They're all very like placid about it and reasonable.
Yeah, well, it's because that's all they've ever known. So they're just used to it. You should be used to it as well. Like UK is just a grey place for like 9 months of the year.
Do you know, I was wondering about the effect that weather must have an effect on people culturally. And I was thinking, if you think about the average British person, they're generally pretty optimistic, I'd say. We're kind of like, you know, our mood is pretty steady because we're just used to the oppressive grey cloud.
I think we're realistic.
Right, but we're realistic. But yeah. I would say we're optimistic. and generally, yeah, generally
we're
fairly
also
hopeful.
Quite blunt, though, aren't we? We're not.
Yeah,
like...
we are blunt. We're blunt. But the thing is, if it's raining today, raining now, 10 minutes, it'll be fine. That's a very British attitude to things. I think that's quite an optimistic way of looking at things. Is don't worry too much. You know, it may be bad now, but it'll be all right soon. Because it is. Our weather, it doesn't rain all day in Britain that often. Whereas you go to other countries, if it starts raining in the morning, you're fucked. That's it. It's not going to stop all day. This weather is here to stay. Whereas in Britain, it's like, oh yeah, this huge rainstorm will go and stop.
And I don't mind the rain. I like the sound of rain. I like the smell of rain. I like looking at the rain when you're in a house. I like, you know, I sometimes like ducking out in an umbrella or getting soaked outside and under an umbrella and coming in and drying off. Like those things are actually quite enjoyable. But I think every day for like half of the year. Does
also
great.
There's nice
and
rain
I'm
and there's
so
bad
glad
rain.
We're turning the corner.
Like I like because... dramatic rain, like a huge downpouring and everything's going nuts. I like that, but I don't like the all day drippy off and on.
You know, like
skies.
That fine fucking mist rain that is just like, you know, like, you know, if, even if it's pouring rain, like there's like space between the drops sort of thing. You don't necessarily
you can
get
dodge
soaked,
it.
But then you get that like fine misty rain that's just like. Fucking drenches you instantly, like the minute you step outside. I hate that. Those ones stick around like a stale fart too. They're just like around all day.
So I've been thinking about this because I was walking around in town. I had a day off and I was looking in some sort of tat shops and stuff. They're like plant pots that you can nail into the wall so you can have like a plant hanging off a wall and, you know, just stuff like that, like tat that people put in their house. Anyway, I was thinking because I saw this book on the shelf that caught my eye and it was like kind of one of those coffee table style books that people just have and they just, like it's a decorative piece, but sometimes you'll look at it and you'll think, oh, that's interesting. And it was like the architecture of like isolated cabins. And I was like, oh man, I could isolate myself. I could self-isolate myself in a fucking cabin. Do you know what I mean? Like a big shed. You know,
I would love to self-isolate
with,
a big
with
cabin.
Like a little bit of land around in nice weather.
As long as there's good internet, I'll self-isolate.
Oh.
I need internet, good internet on my PC, and I'm basically good to
build a cabin somewhere on a little bit of land, far away enough that you can kind of not see some asshole burning some tires or something. Do you know what I mean? On the
is this a common common thing
you're
upset about?
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like any bit of land you'll buy will have a neighbor who's an asshole of some description. Or you can see... Do you know what I mean? I want it to be isolated enough that it doesn't take me 2 hours to drive to a fucking Sainsbury's and, you know, and has at least a satellite internet, sort of a Wi-Fi internet, a wireless internet connection, whatever it is, you know, 4G. But isn't like just to fucking like backs up. Like I was looking at getting houses, because I still rent here in Bristol. I don't own a house. I was looking at places and there was this one place that was built between two other people's houses. It was like they had two detached houses and this tiny bit of like a part, which used to be like a pathway, you know, between the two other houses. They sort of took that incredibly thin bit, you know, made that into like a hallway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like put a proper room out the back and then a little bit of a room out the front. Like a house that had just been squeezed. So, but I don't know. It's like something scummy about it. It's like someone buying up a big townhouse, you know, and then like selling all the rooms individually. I don't know, as their own houses or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like, imagine you bought like a big townhouse in London and you just installed a toilet and a sink in each one,
yeah,
you know, and put a little curtain up.
Yeah.
And you sold them as like luxury flats. Do you know what I mean? Or something.
Yeah.
Or like, you come up with some bullshit language to sell them.
Well, how about, you know, this? I was reading this the other day. It's the world's littlest skyscraper. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's in Wichita Falls in Texas. Okay?
Of course it is, yeah.
And this building, this is basically this con artist that said to people, if you guys give me $200,000 from this investment group, I'm going to build a skyscraper. And he said, verbally, he said it's going to be like 480 feet high. But on the plans that he gave over and distributed, it was 480 inches high, okay? So it would have been 150 meters or so, and then it was 12 meters when he finished it. and there was no staircase. After he built it, they'd said to this elevator company, we're going to need elevators for this. And when they saw it finished, they were like, obviously we're not going to need elevators now. There's just a ladder to get up and down. It's now like a historic building.
Right.
But it was very embarrassing at the time. But I think that's a great story that this guy said, yeah, 408 feet. That's why you can look at the plans.
So it was like a classic swindle. The fact is, like, he didn't just take the money and run. He actually took the money,
fulfilled his legal obligation.
Stood up to his swindle and was like, yeah, if you come to me with a lawsuit, I'm just going to fucking well be like, man, the balls on that guy. Do you know what I mean? Texas, I'm sure someone would have shot him.
No, you know? it was declared legal. It was 1919, so you never know. The Wild West had finished. But they took him to court, and the judge was like, look, it says on the plans, it says, 480 inches. You should have read them. So it's kind of misrepresentation. But I guess I don't know if nowadays that would
that
fly.
That cost $200 back then to make that that skyscraper. And in real terms, real money nowadays, that would have cost upwards of $800 million. How much does it cost to make a skyscraper? It can't cost that much, right?
A fortune.
He actually collected $200,000.
Yeah.
Which was $3 million back then,
yeah. Right?
And spent, I guess, a fraction of that.
Small
on
fraction
it,
of
maybe?
That, yeah, would have been. Yeah. No, but how much? How much generally would it cost? Like nowadays, with
build a house.
Cost of things.
To build, how big is your skyscraper?
Like something the size of like the Empire State Building.
Billions.
It would cost actual billions.
Billions.
I don't think it would.
I think it would, dude.
Empire State was pretty big.
It is pretty big, yeah, but I don't think it would cost billions. I think
you're insane.
Maybe a couple of hundred million.
No way, man.
I reckon the Chinese would build it for less.
Six.
So Empire State Building was originally built for $40 million,
yeah,
right? And now that's worth $555 million.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's half a billion.
Right.
Yeah.
Straight up.
A couple of hundred
Back
million.
Back when
yeah.
labor was very cheap. Steel was very cheap. Land was very cheap. If you're going to build a skyscraper, you're going to have to build it somewhere like in a major city.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to buy the land, which is going to cost you a fucking fortune. Then you have to
talking about actually building. I'm not talking about the land and everything. Just building a building of that
what
height.
What Sips is asking
in the
is,
middle of a field and in the middle
cost?
Of nowhere.
How much steel is he going to need? Let's get it ordered. Just get it all back ordered.
When Spurs
I'm going to need a load of steel, a load of concrete.
Spurs
mate.
Built their
load
new
of
stadium.
Boys. Get a load of boys.
Right. Tottenham Hotspurs built their new stadium. It was a £1 billion stadium.
We're going to need some shovels, mate.
How much did the Shard cost to build?
That sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it, though? Holy shit.
The building was demolished to make with the Shard in November. The building contractor Mace received the contract award for the construction of the Shard for a set price of £350 million. So £435 million for the Shard.
Yeah.
Wow. I take it back. I really thought it would cost a lot more than that.
I thought so too. But when you think about it, like just a tall building, there's not that much to it. You know what I mean? Like a stadium is wider, right? And takes up more land as a result, and probably has like more, I don't know, power requirements and this and that. And it's got the big jumbotron screens and all that shit. Like that probably pushes up the costs a lot. But just like
just
putting
just
some steel
like,
and some concrete and
I just figured
building
like
it high.
The length of time that it takes to build, all the safety stuff, all the wiring, the foundations. I mean, they take years to build. How can it just cost £300 million for something like that?
I know.
I could have invested in that.
Fuck, I could have done it.
You could have.
I could have invested like £5.
I really thought that would be an awful lot more.
I could have owned 0.00000000001% of that building.
That would have been something. That would have been yours.
One of these days, yeah.
That would have been yours.
That would have been mine. Just mine.
You could have gone there and claimed it.
Yeah,
your
little corner.
You could have taken a shit on that little corner and been like, well, this is my corner. I can take a shit here if I want. Fuck you guys.
Fuck.
Do you ever get that desire, P-Flax, to like... just be a man and go out into a wood and cut down a tree and try and build a log cabin. I don't know. Do you ever get that wish, that dream? That
I've
beautiful...
already made something amazing twice. Yes.
What?
Children.
Right. Have you ever built anything with your bare fucking hands, though? Like, against all the odds?
I mean, I made them with my bare dick against all odds.
Right.
I don't know if you did, really.
Nah.
I think I did. I mean...
You were only part of the
I'm
equation.
I'm pretty sure it was me.
I don't know. You enjoyed it, though. I assume you enjoyed it. If it wasn't really, if you didn't feel like work, you know...
Yeah, but you're
really...
implying that I wouldn't enjoy building a log
cabin.
Like,
you weren't afterwards like, whoa, that was a good day's work. Made a whole child today. Fucking hell.
That was exactly how I felt.
That's it.
I was proud of my achievement.
It's an ongoing construction project. Well. You're way over budget as well, actually,
it
on
cost
both
a billion
projects.
Pounds each of
it's not one of those instant things like in video games. You know, like in a video game, like you kill the last thing you need. You need to kill five players and you kill the last one and instantly on your screen, it's like, you've done it. Like, it, unfortunately, when you have sex with a woman and the seed is sown for a child, you don't get that achievement straight away. You know what I mean? Like you have to wait a couple of months before you find out that you've got
my
the achievement.
My brain said to me, that was the one.
Yeah.
And I was right. And then it happened again. I was like, nailed it.
Man,
correct.
If only life was more like video games. You're like mid deed and, you know,
charging up my power bar for my, my special
you
make
that,
a baby
that,
move.
You get that achievement sound. It's like, oh fuck. Yes. Finally, I've impregnated the women. I've done it.
Oh, I've achievement
been,
unlocked.
After this achievement for so long, I've been farming it every day.
I wonder how many people have got that achievement. I wonder if there are like real life.
Yeah, there's lots of achievements.
Do you know what I mean?
That.
Like that?
Yeah, that's a very common achievement.
You wonder how many people have got the achievement of make a baby.
That's not like the server first Sartharian
it's not
kill.
Rare.
That is a very common. That's not even an epic achievement anymore. That is just a white, you know, that's like the same as just like, congratulations, you've reached level 30, you know what I mean?
What are the other real life achievements? Like, how many people make it to 100?
Not that many, surprisingly. I think most people, a lot of people get to their 50s and normally develop some sort of cancer or something that threatens their later life. And, you know, I think survival rates are like much better now, but it's usually around that age, right? If you're going to get something, you'll find out that you've got it or not. Sort of like in your late 40s, in your 50s. And then the people that do kind of make it to their 90s are usually really fucking decrepit by the time they get there, early to mid 90s. And then usually, you know, when they say natural causes, normally somebody would just get like pneumonia or something like that, and that'll finish them off. I think it's pretty rare. Like, it's much more common now that people can live to 100 and beyond, but it's still pretty rare, I would say. I don't think it's that common.
Apparently, a third of babies born today will make it to 100. Do you reckon that's true?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been thinking for a while. It would depend if we changed the way we approach medicine to maybe not be so precious about things like stem cells, for example, right? Which is like a big thing. I think there's a lot of morality, especially from the religious right in America, bound up in a lot of the things that we could be doing that would advance medicine a great deal. There's a lot of fear around it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of problems.
There are a lot of moral questions to be
sure.
asked.
Sure, there's a lot of problems with the profitability of medicine too. That I think
yeah, but if you could give people a treatment that would rejuvenate their organs and their brain and their body, I mean that's the big one. Really, is we might have the medical science to sustain your body for longer, but do we know how to stop people just en masse going senile when they get older, regardless?
Man,
because dementia is something we do not yet know the cure for, right?
The question is, though, is how long do you want to live sustained with like a 90-year-old body, basically? You
right, exactly. But like, if you could
I
be given a treatment...
I think when I get to that age, I'll be a lot more sort of ready to pack it in. I'm sure I've said this before. If there's a fountain of youth and I could have a 20-year-old body and live forever, okay, sure.
Well, not 20-year-old, but let's say that you could have regular treatments of stem cells or some related technology. I'm not going to say I understand the fucking details so some nerd on Reddit can say, Poon doesn't know anything about stem cells. All I know is the words stem cells, and I know that there's some kind of rejuvenative process there, right? Let's take that as the basis for this. I'm just saying if there was some kind of therapy involving something that rejuvenated your organs, because that's the problem, is your body stops naturally repairing itself. That's what aging is. Is that you know, when you're young, you get a cut and it heals no problem. Your skin snaps straight back. Everything's all fresh and new, and your body's making new parts, replacing damaged parts much faster. Gradually, your body, the ends of those cells start to wear down, and you stop being able to repair yourself and replicate new cells as much, which is why you start to wither and die. If they could reverse that process, And I'm not saying literally just say, oh, you'll be a 100-year-old decrepit dude for another 100 years if you like, but literally you could, your body will be rejuvenated. You feel like 50.
200. I've been 100 for 100 years. Right.
It would suck. It would suck. You'd live more of your life as an old person than as a young person, which would suck.
100 years of not being able to wipe my own ass. This is a living
that's,
hell.
That's no life at all,
my
right?
My care has been wiping my ass for 100 years. She's 177.
It's always Colonel Sanders, isn't it?
She has a woman who wipes her ass, and she's 172.
Nobody in our house wipes their own ass because everybody in our house 400 years old.
56.
I wish I was dead.
Well, you're over half your life dead right now. Dead P-Flex, you're like 40-something,
you know,
right?
You know I am under on medication for anxiety, and you fucking weighed in with you're nearly dead.
You're on your way out,
well,
A-Flex.
No, you've lived longer than your life expectancy is going to be, right? Well, no, from now on. So you're like, I think if you're 40 right now, your life expectancy is about 81, maybe? Like 82?
I'm 44 this month.
Holy right. Fuck.
Okay, let's put this into a calculator. Canada life's... Okay, your life
could
expectancy
you
is 84 years.
Could
84
you not?
Years on average.
So you got 40 years left.
So I'm over halfway is what you're saying.
Yeah, but think about Flex. Put it into perspective. Think about your whole life leading up to this point.
I do that. I tell myself
that's
that
a
when
long
I think back to...
Time.
Yeah. I mean, I think back to being like 7.
Yeah.
And it seems like... forever, and so
like
much has changed since then.
Like a fucking eternity ago. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But oddly enough, although me being 7 or me being at school seems like an incredibly long time ago.
You got
ago,
phones and the television and you got the antibiotics and they've got all this newfangled stuff and... You know, when I was a young
back in my day, you just put a bit of mud on a cut and you hope for the best.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you guys have the coronavirus. Well, we had smallpox.
Fucking millennial cunts. Fuck you.
Fuck's sake. Oh, man. Think of how relaxing the hard parts of your life are over now, Flex. You know, you've got the next 40 years of just like wearing slippers.
Paying people to walk your dog for you.
Smoking a pipe. Living it up, basically. Your kids are going to get
living
older and they're going to start
up.
Taking care of you like you've taken care of them and stuff, you know? It's all...
I wouldn't rely on them to fucking take care of me.
Why not?
Because they're useless.
You're like low maintenance. They can just... Oh, you can just rent a room from them with good internet and a computer and you're set.
They're just... They're getting so willful. And yeah. You ask them to do something and they say, no, do it, no. And like when they're younger, anything they can do to help out, they want to do it because it's exciting. But now they're just like, no. So then, can you not leave your fucking towel on the floor after you've had a shower, please? Can you please flush the fucking toilet?
Oh my God, it's happening.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's,
oh,
that's
it's happening.
The lead up to teenage years is a lot of like shrugging and grunting and stuff, isn't it?
It's infuriating. But once we're over this hurdle, you know, it'll be fine.
What are you going to do to spend quality time with your teenagers? Are you going to do things like play D&D? Or are you going to like
do
sports
Absolutely.
And stuff?
I would do all that stuff.
I just do whatever my kids are interested in. Like my daughter wants to play this game now all the time where I lay on the couch and pretend that I've fallen asleep with her favorite doll. And then she takes it from me and hides it. And I'm supposed to not notice this and then wake up and wonder where the doll is. That's the whole game.
Yeah.
This goes on for hours. It's crazy. My son just wants to play games all the time. He wants to play House Flipper and Tank Restoration Simulator. And he just wants to play games.
My eldest just wants to play Minecraft and Undertale. And there's a couple of other games she plays. And then my youngest wants to play games and watch videos on the iPad. Like they love it. They absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't criticize it because when I was their age, I did the same thing.
Yeah,
I just wanted
same.
To play
Fuck
games
me.
All
I remember
the time.
Renting games all the time and just
all
going
the time.
To my friend's
I loved
house
them.
Playing games. Like all we did was play games, basically.
I mean, her friends come over, they play games.
Yeah.
She goes to their house, they play games. That's it. I mean, in terms of quality time when they're older, I'd love to. I'm looking forward to going to the pub with my kids. I'm looking forward to going to a gig with them, like taking them to their first gig or something like that would be really hype. Yeah, there's all kinds of things I'd love to do with them. It's gonna be cool. I'm really interested to see what they're gonna be like when they're adults. Like, what are they gonna be like? You know, what are they gonna do
just
with
exactly
their life?
Like you, but females. Like,
oh, that'd be awful. I'd feel so bad for them.
Bald and miserable. Streaming games on the internet. Fucking
bald and miserable. That's me. That's me, folks. Hey, I'm Perry Flex. I'm bald and miserable.
Man, Lewis just fucking just absolutely going for it today. You're like a wild animal.
Sorry, P Flex. I don't mean it.
You fucking do. Don't make out you don't. Don't say it and then say you don't. At least stick with what you've said.
Come on. I love you. I love you, man. Mm. I love your big bald. I'd
see
you
again with the bald
head. Again.
Give you a big old rub on the bald head. I kiss it.
Fucking try, son. I'll break your arm.
I love your misery, man. I love it. I get a boner.
Can't kiss. No kissing. I hope Mario and Luigi are okay. Has anyone checked on them?
Do they live in Italy? There's never implied that they do.
No, I don't think they live in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Right.
I don't think coronavirus has reached the Mushroom Kingdom.
Is there a wet market in the Mushroom Kingdom?
Man, I don't know. Probably.
Is that where they fucking have all the animals and stuff? Like, is that what it's called? A wet market.
Yeah.
That sounds fucking disgusting.
I think they just eat mushrooms, though.
Yeah, but think of how many things Mario kills. He's jumping on the heads of all those turtles and all those
turtles
Koopas
and
whatever.
And mushrooms mostly.
Giant bullets, everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's going somewhere.
He can make a decent living from selling all that
shit. The mushroom people have to live.
Just
so there's
scrap
wet markets.
Metal alone.
There's a wet market in Mushroom Kingdom stacked high with Koopas and Kappas and whatever the hell they're called.
So turtle.
Yeah. All the dead Bowsers. And you could just buy them and fucking turn them into Chinese food.
Fuck. Yeah, fucking put them in a grinder. Biofuel that shit. Yeah, holy shit. Good idea, P-Flex.
That's a great idea, Mario.
That's all I'm saying. Nintendo, get on it. Mario wet market.
Listen, I haven't
Mario
had
game.
Any weird dreams this week. I seem to be out of my yearly sort of like having dreams for a week. Like now I'm just back to not dreaming at all. Just like coma sleeping.
Good.
Not a single dream.
Because the classic way is maybe put a notepad by your bed. And if you wake up and have any more dreams, write them down. Because I'd love to hear.
I don't want to remember most of these, though. They're upsetting for the most part.
Right.
It's like,
well, in that case. But if you write down your dreams, you can. This is how to learn lucid dreaming. You can start to control them.
I make train sounds if I'm distressed in my sleep. Like if I'm having a nightmare or whatever.
What?
I go like, no, like not that. Like choo-choo, but I go like. Like I do like this weird like breathing and stuff. It's odd, isn't it?
Okay.
I don't know if that's like a symptom of something or maybe like.
Yeah.
Deranged
maybe you're just like, are you scared of trains? Do you? Yeah. Do you have a phobia of trains?
No, not at all. Like
you know, that's what my dog does when she's dreaming, when she's asleep.
Yeah.
They go, and they go, because they're barking with their mouth shut.
Yeah, 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 that's it. I think you're like trying to like scream, but your mouth is like shut. So it's like,
but your mouth is sewn closed.
Yeah. My wife doesn't say anything while I'm snoring or doing train sounds. She just sort of like, puts her hand underneath my pillow and just sort of like does this like flick thing, which like normally jolts me awake because it's like really annoying. And then one time I must have been like really loud because she was like constantly doing this like flick thing under my pillow. And I sort of woke up and I turned over and was like, can you stop that, please? But I was still asleep. I don't remember doing it, but apparently like really fucking sassed her out hard. She's good
God,
humored about it,
stories
though.
About
it was pretty funny.
Stuff you did in your sleep, and you're like, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
You have no memory. Yeah,
I've been having Tarkov dreams because me and Sips have been playing Escape from Tarkov pretty much solidly. I played it for like 2 weeks solidly.
Yeah.
Haven't played Dota in 2 weeks. I'm just Tarkov'd up.
Yeah. It is good fun.
It's just so much fun.
There's been discussions, Lewis. I don't think you would like it.
So here's the thing. I joined the channel this morning before we started recording, and Lewis said, tell me about this Tarkov. I think I might need you to teach me how to play. And I said that we were going to tell you.
I zoned in.
Right.
I zoned
in
once as a scav.
The conversation that me and Sips have on the regular, when people say, you should get Lewis to play this, we both say the same thing, which is, I don't think Lewis would like this game.
Yeah. It's a
weird
one.
Because I know
you.
I know you. And you would be furious with getting shot and not seeing where it was coming from, losing your loot. It's a complicated game that requires patience.
Yeah.
And I just don't see you having the patience for it, in all honesty.
It is a bit like PUBG. which Lewis liked. Remember when we were playing PUBG a lot?
He did like it a bit, didn't he? We did stop fairly quickly. You should try it at least.
I like playing with people.
Yeah, well, we
Well,
play.
Tarkov is hard to play with people because there's no indication that they're in a group with you. So you have to have really good comms. So there isn't like any sort of name above a player that's green or anything like that. So oftentimes it's like, is that you coming up the stairs? And you forget to answer and then you're dead because the person shot you because you didn't say you were coming up the stairs or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's lots of that.
Crikey.
The bigger the group, the worse it is as well. But after you've played it a lot, you sort of get like a better feel for where your teammates are and your call outs for buildings and stuff are much better. But it's the maps are big, so you have to learn the maps. The way that loot spawns in the maps is random, but there are certain rooms that are locked that you can get keys for. So there's a lot of inventory management as well. Big stash with boxes that are bigger inside than they are in your stash that you can store stuff in. And this
like
works,
a TARDIS box.
Yeah, and this works on the player as well. So you can stash like a backpack full of stuff inside a backpack.
I'm paying attention. I'm paying a lot of attention. I feel like there's a lot to learn.
There is, yeah.
In this,
there
thing.
Is. It is very fun, though.
I know you. It requires a lot of grinding and effort, and you die a lot. And sometimes you think it feels like bullshit. And I personally don't think you have the patience or the stamina for it.
I could see that. I could understand that. I get it. I understand. I've been playing a few. I've learned a few board games this week because I wanted to, because I'm absolutely, this comes back to like playing games like online, like with your family and stuff. And just trying to play games with your friends online is such a hard thing to do. Like often just to try and get them together, like for anything that isn't a quick and easy run. It's like, oh, join me for a Dota game. Join me for a game of this. You know, anything that's like half an hour is usually okay. You can pull together a couple of people and do it. And that's why these games, I think, are popular. Whereas things like Civ and Stellaris, we've been playing these things on Armchair Admirals for years now, and none of them work. They all desync. They're all not made for multiplayer. They're all garbage netcode, and the devs don't bother because they're like, yeah, no one really plays multiplayer anyway, so I'm not going to fucking bother. Anyway, I've been playing a lot of board games, real-life board games, and actually the best way to learn those is to play the digital versions, which often suck. Because they're like, the whole point of a physical board game is that you're there rolling dice, playing around with cards, which is such a nice thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, like playing poker at a table is so much better than playing poker online, you know? And it's the same thing with board games. There's something just really nice about sitting there with real people, with a cup of tea, chatting about stuff while you're playing this board game. And often, like, the decision-making is quite, like, clever, like you make your decisions, you play the stuff out, you know, you're relying on your brain more than your reflexes. And I think in that sense, like, maybe that's why I won't like Tarkov, and I have grown away from these games that are much more skill based. I'd rather like make a cunning plan and then execute it, you know, over the course of an hour.
You can kind of do that in Tarkov, interestingly. You don't have to just be a sweaty, accurate, you know, FPS player. You can run around a whole map and just loot and never kill anybody if you're smart about it and get out with like millions of rubles worth of stuff, which is also very fun. I think that's one of like Tarkov's great strengths, is that you can play it in a number of ways, and not all of those ways require you to be exceptionally skilled to get by.
But that's the essence of a good board game. You know, you get a good board game and you're like, okay, I've got these cards. Maybe I'll go for the victory condition of having the most cows this time, or maybe I'll build the most houses. Do you know what I mean? Whatever. You know, you can play it differently at the start. You can look at what you've got.
Well,
so I've been playing a couple of board games that I really recommend. I recommend Wingspan. It's really
good. Oh, yeah, you told us about this, didn't you, last night?
The only thing I don't like about it is I don't recognize any of the fucking birds because they're all, like, American. And I've never... Apparently, they've got a completely different...
Woodpeckers.
...biome they got, like, of birds in America.
They have different animals in a different country?
They got bush tits.
Well, I assumed that birds would fly around the world.
You are such
similar.
A simpleton sometimes. What's wrong with you?
I thought birds, because they fly around, would have like kind of been able to go anywhere. But no, they have like a completely different biome.
Well, funnily enough, they can't always migrate across a vast ocean. So
not every bird is just fucking flying to America, dude.
I didn't realize. I didn't realize that we had such.
You've got a scientific background.
I know.
Don't you remember when Darwin went to the Galapagos? He noticed that there was even different species within those islands. Do you remember?
Well, I guess the thing is, I didn't recognize any.
His evolution theory.
Like, a golden eagle and a vulture, and that's about it. And I was like, fucking hell. Like, anyway, there's a European bird expansion for it, which I've also got now.
You need that.
Which has course, a lot yeah. more reasonable birds, like robins and great tits and normal
great
shit.
Great tits and normal shit.
Normal.
Normal shit, like fucking mallards and stuff, and coots and swans and geese. And... rather than all these fucking weird things like merchalors and fucking... Dangalores, I don't know.
Orioles.
weird looking birds.
Oh, Lulu, bless you.
I've liked it. It's good. I recommend. You should check it out. It's a good game. It's really popular, actually. It's just come on Tabletop Sim and it's having a Steam version. It's popular because it's good quality.
Yeah.
It's good. Nice. Like it. I pro'd it last time. I'm pro'ing it again this time. So yep. for no reason.
For no reason. Nice.
We haven't got a sponsor. We're still funded by Patreon. You can support us on that if you like. We've been thinking about doing an ad. There may well be an ad
coming.
For
naked bars, it's got to be. Man, I eat them so much.
At some point in the future.
Every day I eat these.
But in the meantime, support us on Patreon. We're not getting any money for this. There's no ads. Ad free.
We need money. There's a coronavirus.
Yeah.
I got to buy a TP.
Give us your money. PFLAX will use it to pay for a dog walker, and Sips will use it to buy steel for his inevitable skyscraper.
Yeah, I'm
going to
build my own. Make my own.
And I will just throw it into the fucking fireplace.
Wow.
I will waste it on tiny miniatures.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
What I waste it
even
on.
Worse,
tiny little Warhammer.
Even worse, models. You might as well just throw it in the fire, in my opinion, miniatures.
Patreon, thank you. Much appreciated. That's Triforce. So stay safe out there, guys.
Yeah.
Don't cough on anyone or get coughed
yeah,
on.
Wash your hands and stay safe, and don't take your baby to see your grandparents until all this blows over. Just stay safe.
Yeah.
Sensible and safe.
That little
and
time
clean.
Bomb.
Stay clean as well.
This little disease bomb.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.